and Councillor Glenn Milne. Very good morning to you, Milne. How are you this morning?
Yeah, going well. Thanks, Matt, man.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. As always, as you do, each and every Hump Day Wednesday, we certainly appreciate that. Council meeting happening tonight.
Yeah, we've got the meeting on tonight, and we'll be there in person, but it will be on the net, so you can log in there. And there's quite a number of items coming up. One of them is the drought recovery grant guidelines. And some people mightn't realise, even though we've had a lot of rain, there's still some farmers in drought,
yeah,
and some communities are being badly affected. So council will have grants available, and people should have a look at that one.
All right, so the council meeting tonight, like you say, online at mildura.vic.gov.au. Also going to mention the council water supply.
Yeah, the number of councillors, we've been concerned about how much water the city's got. You know, have we got enough to keep the gardens green and keep our sporting fields green, especially if we have a drought and especially if there's water restrictions. So we've had the staff do some work on that, and there's a motion coming up to council tonight to look at how we can make sure that we've got enough water and purchase some water into the future if that goes through.
All right, lights at Henshawood Oval for the netball.
Yeah, the footy lights have already gone through, but this is an amendment to that to make sure that there's enough lighting there for night netball. So that's great. You know, our sporting teams are getting back out on the field, and I'm sure the netball players will like having a better lighting system, and they can play at night.
Starting to look a little bit like Christmas, isn't it, mate? Christmas is fast approaching. People are putting up their Christmas lights. They're out Christmas shopping already. It's a great time of year.
Yeah, it's coming real fast. I noticed the people of Redcliffs were out putting up decorations along the highway and in the middle of town.
Ripper.
Shops have been getting very, very busy. So it's all going to happen very, very quick. And Christmas will be on us before we know it, I think, Matt.
Yeah, but believe me, obviously New Year's to look forward to as well. Obviously a huge gig which is happening in the Winchy Place for New Year's Eve celebrations. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, that'll be big because people really want to get out, and you know, Christmas carols was cancelled, and that's difficult. It is difficult to put on a big program like that that's free. Hopefully next year we'll all be back to normal, and we'll have had a great Christmas. Our families can join us, so let's look forward to that.
Yeah, terrific. Great to catch up with you, Councillor, as always. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll catch up again next week. Councillor Glenn Milne at Sunraces Triple M.